Support for this podcast comes from the UTSA Institute of Texan Cultures, celebrating the Aliento Tequila photo exhibit with a tequila tasting and other entertainment, November 8th, 6 to 9 p.m. Ticket info and more at texancultures.com.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio is home to the nation's largest Diwali festival. Last year, more than 30,000 took part in Diwali events locally. Diwali is a five-day holiday that champions knowledge over ignorance, light over darkness, and the triumph of good over evil. People all over the world celebrate this annual celebration, and it will be celebrated on Saturday in San Antonio at Hemisphere Plaza. It also celebrates here locally San Antonio's sister city relationship with Chennai, India. Tell us what Diwali means to you. Call into our conversation, 210-614-8980. You can also email questions and comments to the source at tpr.org. We're joined this half hour with Sherry Delashahi. She is a chief diplomacy and protocol officer and head of the City of San Antonio International Relations Office. Sherry, welcome back to the source.
Hello. How are you, David?
Doing great.
Thank you for inviting us.
Vijayan Botla is a Diwali SA committee member and one of the founders of Anuja SA. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you, David.
So, Vijayan, could you tell me a little bit more about Diwali and what people, if they know nothing, let's just imagine people, it's a complete blank slate.
Absolutely.
They're a little intrigued. It sounds like something I might want to go check out. What do you want to tell them?
Well, first, Diwali is an Indian festival. It's probably the largest that is celebrated in the world. So, and initially, I mean, originally, it is a Hindu festival, but it is actually celebrated by all religions in India, as well as Indians who have kind of migrated to other countries. So that's 1.3 billion Indians in India, plus 275 plus million immigrants are celebrating this. So definitely for sure. And of course, everybody here in San Antonio is welcome to add to those numbers. Diwali, as like you had mentioned, is a five-day festival. Kind of leading up to the festival, people typically clean their homes, decorate it to kind of bring in this kind of clean, fresh look to their homes, as well as their workplaces. They also wear brand new clothes on that day, illuminate the interior and exterior of their homes with lights, as well as diyas or light candles or lamps. Families come and visit. They have huge dinners, kind of like Thanksgiving. They share sweets as well as gifts with one another. And then in the evening, they always end it with fireworks.
So we have a sister city relationship, San Antonio with Chennai, India. And Sherry, can you tell us about that relationship and why that's important?
Well, that relationship started in 2008. And at that time, Mayor Phil Hartberger was the champion of the relationship, working with our local Indian community and our Indian American community to try and create connections between San Antonio and India. And of course, when we talk about our sister city relationships, we take on a special relationship with one city, but that it's also our commitment to the country as a whole. We embrace the country. Very often we're asked about becoming sister cities with other cities within India, and we have committed to one relationship, which is with Chennai. But as we say to everyone, this is about using that platform to teach us about India all over and enlightening our local community about India and its many cultures and subcultures.
But this is a very important relationship for San Antonio for economic development reasons as well.
Well, economic development is one of the threads within sister city relationships. You've got four pillars. You've got economic development, you've got culture, you've got youth and education, you've got technical assistance and humanitarian assistance. These are all different pillars of sister city relationships. And of course, in San Antonio, traditionally, we've placed a lot of emphasis on developing bridges that ultimately benefit communities in both cities, both sides, which is through quality of life and economic development.
Got a caller. The number is 210-614-8980. Tell us what Diwali means to you. And we're joined by Hari. Hari, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. My name is Hari, and I'm coming from Chennai. So Diwali is a day where we typically also, there's a traditional custom head bath that we take. an oil bath. So basically, the elders of the family gather around, heat the oil in front of the god, goddess Lakshmi, because goddess Lakshmi is a source of wealth. And she ensures that once you have a head bath early in the morning, you have a healthy life and also a prosperous life with Diwali. That's very important for as a custom in Diwali.
All right, and you're going to do that on Saturday yourself?
No. That happens on Diwali. Diwali already happened.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you, Harin. So tell me more about how the significance of that ritual and Diwali already actually happened.
So I'm so glad the caller had mentioned that, is that actually, you know, India is, even though it's one-third the size of the United States, it is very culturally different. Like, each state has its own language, it has its own traditions and cultures. And so what he is talking about is something that maybe is very culturally significant to his part of, you know, India. He said he's from Chennai, whereas somebody in the north might do something different. And so, again, Goddess Lakshmi, who is the harbinger of wealth, which is extremely important for Indians, I'm sure for everybody, but they do different rituals to kind of ask her blessing so that they can continue to be prosperous and healthy in the new year. For a lot of people, Diwali is the new year for them. So they close out their financial books and workplaces, and they start anew as well.
But this theme of championship, triumph of good over evil, mm-hmm. light over darkness, knowledge over ignorance, I mean, that's a theme that no matter what cultural foundation you have, you could go and you could find value.
And find value in it. And really, that is the main thing that we like for people to take away from Diwali, is to be have an open mind, absorb this knowledge. You know, when you come to a festival, it is actually one of the best ways to really learn about a new culture. It's non-confrontational. You just see what you like to do. You can participate. We have many activities that are interactive. You know, a lot of times you'll go to a festival and you just kind of are an observer. But Diwali is unique in that we really encourage people to come. We have Zumba, which is something very thing, but we add a Bollywood twist to it. We have the Diya ceremony, which are floating candles that we encourage everybody, and we actually have thousands of them released by, you know, the attendees into the San Antonio River. So there are things like that and so many others that they can partake of on Saturday.
And Sherry?
And so, David, I also wanted to talk about the other comment our listener made. Diwali's already passed. It's already been celebrated in many homes across the world, and Indian homes, even here in San Antonio. Most of our Indian community celebrated Diwali last week. We came together, the city of San Antonio, Anuja SA, and we selected the first Saturday in November to always have the Diwali, community-wide Diwali celebration. And this is the evening where everybody opens up their traditions and they share it with our community at large. And so reliably every year, you can put that in your calendar, the first Saturday in November. And so even though it's just after Diwali has passed elsewhere, we are able to celebrate it with the community.
Another reason to celebrate is San Antonio's Indian community and how present they are in San Antonio and everything they bring to San Antonio. And we'd love to talk more about that when we come back from the break. We invite you to call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The surviving members of the musical group Las Tesoros de San Antonio say no one can take their place.
They cannot follow our footsteps, our children, because they're not legends like us.
Las Tesoros were recently honored in the nation's capital with the highest award for folk and traditional arts. I'm Norma Martinez. Download Fronteras wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about Diwali. Major festival is going to be this weekend, this Saturday at Hemisphere Plaza. A lot going on at downtown Hemisphere this weekend. We're joined by Sherry Delashahi, Chief Diplomacy Protocol Officer, Head of the City of San Antonio International Relations Office, and Vijaya Botla, the Diwali SA Committee member and one of the founders of Anunja SA. And Sherry, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on downtown along with Diwali, right?
That's right. In fact, this year, this Diwali falls exactly, our celebration on November 2nd falls on the Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, which is also celebrated widely in San Antonio. Of course, there's events going on all over downtown. We know that in the where we are in Hemisphere Park, across the street in La Vita, they are having a huge Day of the Dead celebration as well. It's the first time that there's going to be this particular Day of the Dead celebration that's taking place. I'm sure those of you who are downtown have seen skulls appear everywhere, and there's just a lot of build-up towards that event. There's going to be Comic-Con downtown. And
so
then
there is so much going on.
There's a lot, but even in Hemisphere Park, where we have the Diwali, in the middle of Hemisphere Park, we have the Mexican Cultural Institute, and they will be celebrating Dia de los Muertos at the Institute. So we have this wonderful fusion of cultures and diversity and celebration.
And it starts at 4:30, to Diwali.
So Diwali will be starting at 4:30 with their activities. Of course, it builds up, and we expect it will go on till about 11 o'clock in the evening.
It'll be quite the spectacle. Vijaya Botla, you're the Diwali SA Committee Board member. Let me ask you this question about, so we're talking about the Indian community, but what about the Pakistani community in San Antonio? How well do y'all get along?
Absolutely. I have a lot of friends in the Pakistani community, and many of them, from what I know, come to Diwali as well. That we go to their, you know, wonderful festivals that they have, and they come to ours. I think that when we kind of leave our homeland, I think we hold our traditions and much more, and people want to embrace those traditions, you know, that we celebrate the best of our country. And so when we come together, they come and enjoy it. Like I said, Diwali really is for everybody. It's who doesn't want to gain more knowledge? Who wants to be ignorant? You know, who wants good to always win over evil?
I mean, these are the peace over hate.
And all of these, I think, are universal thoughts. And I think the majority of the people really do believe in that. And those are the people that come together in festivals and times like this. Everybody, and you know, San Antonio is known as a party city, you know, and so when we have one of these kinds of wonderful festivals that are really very family friendly, I think everybody comes together.
So tell me more about San Antonio's Indian and Pakistani community that mm-hmm. we have here. They seem to be very active mm-hmm. and close-knit, and also they participate in so many parts of San Antonio.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, even though that Asians and especially Indian Americans as well as Pakistani Americans, we're probably percentage-wise, we're very small, but we really have woven ourselves into the fabric of this city. You know, we are, you know, a lot of people are involved in politics and getting policies, and really, I think, bringing a culturally rich, you know, mix into what typically sometimes might think it's more, you know, Hispanic heavy or something else. I think there's place and a room for all of us.
And Sherry, when we talk about, a lot of people want to go to India, they want to travel to India, it seems like a big lift to get there. Do you think that we can probably get some idea of what to expect? If you can't go to India, maybe you can go to Diwali.
Right, exactly, David. And that's what we're doing here. We are bringing the world to San Antonio, and we are bringing India to San Antonio for one night. And it is the magic of India. Really, you've got activities ranging from, there's going to be a parade of states on barges across the river. They'll be concentrating, of course, in the grotto area this year. I know in the past we've done it in front of the Arneson, where they stop a little bit, but most of the parade and the barges, we invite everyone to go to the grotto earlier in the evening. There's going to be two dance stages, so there'll be performances, classical Indian dance. There'll be dance representing different states of India. There's going to be vendors of handicrafts, henna. There's going to be DJ and Zumba dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of food vendors. So you're going to have food from many different, parts of India represented
because through
the
Because all the regions
food.
Are very different.
Yeah, because yes. People don't realize, like, North Indian food is very much different than South Indian food. And so this is a great way, like, you know, if you have one family member take it from one booth and another from another. And we even have fusion, like we have paneer and chicken tikka tacos. So, I mean, there's always a way that we can, you know, kind of fuse these wonderful tastes together.
And, of course, we have the lighting of the diyas, mm-hmm. which are the candles. And that's I think that's a big highlight for a lot of people yes. to be able to go and put out a candle on a body of water. And it is a meditative process that you take on. And then, of course, the evening ends with the spectacle of fireworks. And they always say no Indian celebration of Diwali is ever complete without fireworks.
Our phone lines are open. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Have you ever celebrated Diwali? What type of traditions and customs does your family practice? Have you seen how the celebration in San Antonio has grown? Now it is the largest in the nation and has become a big event here locally. So why do you think San Antonio has one of the largest celebrations of Diwali in the nation, Sherry? How did San Antonio become like this big festival?
You know, we started small. I think the first year that they had Diwali, they planned for about 1,500 people and 3,000 people showed up. I think we are hungry as a community for just having these experiences and openness to different cultures. And we have an incredible team on the ground. I have to say, the Anuja SA team come together. They work with the community. They're incredibly collaborative. And so they work with different organizations. And they have made it happen. And every year, everybody comes on board. And it has just got bigger and bigger. The word has got out. We're bringing in people from outside San Antonio, from communities outside San Antonio who come in. And then, of course, as the word gets out, we have excited our own local audiences and encouraged them to come in. Every year, there's a little different flavor. For instance, this year, we're really happy to tell you that we will be joined by Mahatma Gandhi's grandson, Arun Gandhi. He's visiting San Antonio. He's going to attend the festival. He has a book out that's just come out, The Gift of Anger, which will be available for sale and signing there. And, you know, it's Mahatma Gandhi, the first thing we think of is peace. And again, when we talk about our sister city relationship and what sister cities are all about, I do want to remind us of the mission of promoting peace through mutual respect, understanding, and cooperation, one individual, one community at a time. And this all comes together. And I think this is the beauty of Diwali. It's family friendly. Everybody is in a very positive frame of mind. But more than anything, it's this ability to experience India in downtown San Antonio.
And the theme of a triumph of good over evil, that seems like something that we really need now more than ever. And maybe learning lessons from Mahatma Gandhi of fighting injustice by coming together with civil disobedience, mm-hmm. civil resistance.
And I love how it's so close to Cesar Chavez Boulevard as well. And all these, you know, this is like reminders for us, you know, daily, you know, even when we're driving around San Antonio, that these, you know, like MLK and all these things, they're all always with us.
Yes, sir.
David, I did want to just point something out. Our Diwali in San Antonio is not necessarily the largest Diwali in the country, but it's the largest city-sanctioned and city-sponsored Diwali. Mm-hmm. So there are Diwalis in other communities where they have massive amounts of people who come, but they're privately organized. And in our case, this is a Diwali that is organized in collaboration with the city of San Antonio. The city of San Antonio is the most important partner sponsor of this event. A number of city departments are involved. And so we want to continue to see Diwali be successful. And it is our gift with our community.
And what does it mean, Vijaya, that we have carved out this space in our calendar and in our mind space that we're going to set time aside to have this join you in this celebration?
Well, I think that, you know, we're in our 11th year this year. And I just like Sherry said, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And that, and you know, before the first Diwali, I remember was about 80% was Indian and 20% were just scragglers along the Riverwalk coming by to see it. And now about 50 are non-Indians. That tells you that just the growth and then exponentially that number. So 15,000 people were not even Indians. So that tells you how many people are wanting to come and experience this. And each time people come, they said, oh, next time I'm going to bring my own family. I mean, if you're on Facebook, you just have to go to our Diwali Essay Facebook page. And I remember when I started that, I was begging people, please like our page, you know, kind of a thing. And now we're just in the thousands. And people are constantly saying, I'm coming, I'm doing this. And it's a really testament to, I think, a lot of the hard work that everybody has put in for it.
And David, I think with that, I'd like to say that I think really Diwali has grown into our largest arts festival in San Antonio.
Absolutely.
I can actually say that. It has become the largest arts festival in San Antonio.
So tell me more about the arts that we would be, I mean, we see the dance arts and the food arts, and is there other?
There's a lot of handicrafts as well. These are local vendors. Initially, we just had maybe 3 or 4 vendors our first year, and now we have over 35 vendors from all over Texas. These people have customed a lot of pieces from India specifically for this festival. So you're going to be finding handicrafts, jewelry, clothing. I see tons of people walking around in Indian clothing that they bought the previous year, or they'll say, hey, can I just go to the bathroom real quick and put this on? And because they just want to evoke that feeling of being a part of this Indian. We call it a mela in India. A mela is basically a giant festival, outdoor festival, and it evokes this feeling of, you know, just pure joy. And that's exactly what Diwali does.
Right. I do want to emphasize the contributions that the local Indian Pakistani community has brought to San Antonio. They're very active in the biomedical research and healthcare fields. And they bring a lot to San Antonio.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the pillars of Anuja SA is the medical exchanges that we have, not only with our sister city in Chennai, but in many other cities as well. You know, we've had CMEs both in Chennai as well as in San Antonio through the medical exchange. And there's a lot of, even Anuja has led a physicians group actually from San Antonio to India, and they visited multiple cities within India to kind of expose them to what are the challenges of medicine globally, you know, that maybe we don't always see here. And so although, you know, Diwali SA is probably one of our shining stars and are probably our most well-known, there's a lot of other things that Anuja is doing in the background that we're really proud of.
Give me one more.
Another one is sports. You know, everybody loves sports. You know, it's a really way to bridge the gap. You know, even if you don't understand a language, you can always understand kind of a sports game that's going on. So recently...
Unless it's cricket.
Yes. Well, cricket, I'm so glad that you brought that up. So you know that almost over 1,000 people here in San Antonio are playing cricket, you know? And so recently, with the city Parks and Rec, we actually had a field designated for cricket, which they never had before. And that was through the help of Anuja SA as well.
And that was approved by the budget this
year.
Budget process.
So, Sherry, this is all about celebrating San Antonio's diversity and how we are a city of multi-cultures and and different people from all over the world.
An international city, David.
Yeah, and so this is so people can come out and join the celebration. What more do you want them to know?
I just want them to know that an event like this doesn't just happen by itself. It's a lot of committed people. Everybody's a volunteer. There's just so many wonderful people who come in, get involved. And I know that Anuja is always looking for more volunteers. So if we have any enthusiastic people who want to get involved for next year, please contact Anuja SA. But also many sponsors. The Diwali, it really comes together through the generosity of many corporate sponsors in the community,
as well as those individuals,
many from the Indian community who want to make sure that Diwali continues.
All right. Last words, Vijaya.
Well, I look forward to seeing everybody again, Hemisphere Park 430. This year, we actually have Via Park and Ride from Crossroads Mall. So you can park there. It's available, a special discounted rate of $250 each way, and discounts, of course, for seniors, students, and everything else. You can come. Don't worry about parking. It's going to be a nightmare. So just take Via Park and Ride and come to Hemisphere and enjoy all that we have at Diwali.
Vijaya Botla, the Diwali SA committee member, also with us, Sherry Dolashahi is a chief diplomacy and protocol officer for the city of San Antonio. And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies, produced by Kim Johnson and Dallas Williams, with production assistance provided by me, Ruben Garcia, and Jan Ross Piedad. Dan Katz is TPR's news director. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.